It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Thanks. All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Irish Yard here outside of Milroy, Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here. We have Section 3A baseball semifinal game, winner's bracket, Bart. It's an exciting day for baseball.
This is like the best day of baseball because you have the two undefeated teams, and one of them will go to the championship game, and then behind them will be the two teams that are fighting for their lives to get to the championship game.
All right, the PA announcer has announced the Blackjacks. We got a great vantage point for broadcasting. We're right almost in the Dawson Boyd Blackjack dugout here.
We're in the by the on-deck circle for the first base dugout.
Yep. So how these teams get here, Bart? The Blackjacks in Murray County Central, they have not lost in the tournament yet.
No, both teams were number one seeds coming in the north half. Dawson Boyd beat Lakeview the first game 13-0. Beat Canby in a close game 7-5, and then beat Adrian Ellsworth 7-3 on Tuesday night. And for MCC, their number one seed, there are only seven teams in the south half, so they received a bye. They beat Minnesota 11-1, and then beat YME 8-0. So that's how they got here.
Okay. Well, they're going to play the national anthem, so that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the State Farm Insurance starting lineups right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pearson Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludwig's and Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Lager Concrete, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Higgins Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Luber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dryer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to the Irish Yard in Milroy. Bart, we're getting started early here.
Ooh, way early. That's usually a no-no. They're going to start about 12 minutes early. The pitcher's almost done with his warm-up pitches.
You know, the Irish Yard is located in the middle of a cornfield. It's out in the country. And this is one of the best baseball fields in Minnesota, I think.
It is. It's a beautiful setting. It really, and they have so many unique things. They got a Jumbotron that has video capabilities, and the old scoreboard where they actually put up physically the numbers, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, someone's sitting out behind that scoreboard putting up the numbers. Okay,
yep.
Folks, this is a big game in section baseball. The winner will play for a section championship next week and a chance to go to the state tournament. Murray County Central. Their pitcher is a pitcher. And here's your first pitch of the game. And Kyan Mosing hits it to third base. Bell Hewson fields it, throws the first. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, that was a good contact. Just nice, easy two-hopper to third baseman. And we apologize, they are starting early. We didn't get a chance to do the State Farm starting lineup. So.
Yeah, let's do that for the Blackjacks. We got Mosing, Poffin, Sather, Hansen, Shocker, Dahl, Olsen, Aiden Olsen and Ace Larson, your first nine batters here. Here's Colton Boffin with one out, and the pitch is high by Meyer.
Teague Meyer's a tall right-handed pitcher, tall and lanky, I guess I would say.
These two teams did play each other during the regular season, didn't they, Mark?
Yeah, there was a 5-3, nine-inning game. Murray County Central won. In fact, Murray County Central has only lost one game all year long, and that was to RTR.
Colton Boffin, the second baseman at the plate for Dawson Boyd. And here's a 2-0 pitch, and that one's fouled back for strike one. What a season Colton's had. He's had a couple dingers this year.
Yeah. Well, you did one of those games where you had a walk-off home run.
Player of the game.
Two balls, one strike.
And the pitch is high for a ball. Beautiful day, actually. Overcast skies here. We did get some drizzle driving down from Madison Dawson this morning. And there's a swung on and fall back by Colton.
It's actually a little breeze blowing out to left field. So as far as temperature-wise, Paul, it's got to be ideal this time of year.
Full count pitch here to Colton Boffin. Second batter of the game here. Here's the pitch, and he swings at that one and fouls it back. Colton's really got a sweet swing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And he can generate a lot of power, as we've seen.
They even have the miles per hour speed pitch up on the scoreboard.
I forgot about that.
77 miles an hour, the last pitch. Next pitch, ball four, and the Blackjacks have a base runner. Their first base runner of the game.
Yeah, he did a nice job, fouled off a 2-2 pitch, and then went to 3-2 and fouled another one off and drew that walk.
Here's Cam Sather, the third baseman for the Blackjacks. So the Blackjacks have Boffin with a lead at first base. One out, we're in the top of the first. Swing and a miss. Cam, a left-handed batter. He's had a tremendous spring, too, for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, he's just had a great all-around athletic career, a very good athlete, and the fastest guy on the Blackjacks team.
0-1 pitch to Sather. Here it is from Meyer. And that's high. He's throwing high balls here.
Yeah, so far, Teague Meyer. I was watching his warm-ups, too, Paul, and that's where his warm-up pitches were going, all high, well above the strike zone.
One out here. As Kyan Mosing swung at the first ball and grounded out the third, here's a swing and a miss. Big cut there by Cam.
Looks like he's just throwing primarily fastballs right now. We'll see if he adjusts here.
Cam graduated from Dawson Boyd last weekend.
I think he's off to Ridgewater as well,
if I'm not
mistaken,
okay,
to play baseball.
Two-strike count to Sather. The pitch is high for ball two. Blackjacks here in the top of the first. If you're just tuning in, we're started early.
Yes.
Way early. Not sure if they're doing that because of maybe weather coming into the area or not. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a fastball.
That was a good fastball on the outside. Well, in listening to the grounds crew, they kind of got a little misinformation. Bob Dolan said the field is ready, and he thought that meant ready to take infield, so they started infield about 25 after 11, and that was way too early.
Two outs now. Here's Nate Hansen. Throw over to first, and Colton dives head first back into the first base bag.
Got Josh Staub coaching first base, and of course Darren Swenson, the head coach at third base, and assisted by Derek Grittmacher, familiar faces with the Dawson Baseball Association.
Here's the pitch, and that's pop foul behind home plate. This is really a nice facility to watch a game. The bleachers, how it's set up. I walked on the grass. Just impeccable, the grass.
Yeah, it really is a well-manicured field. It reminds me of a minor league stadium. You know, that's the way it just set up.
Here's a one strike, and it's strike two called Hansen. The catcher, Kloos, will fake the throw down to first after the pitch. So big pitch here for Teague Meyer, the Rebels pitcher, 0-2 count to Hansen. Here's the pitch, and that's high for ball one.
Yeah, Bothan's not getting a really big lead over at first base, but we'll see with two outs here if they want to send him.
One ball, two strikes to Nate. Here's the pitch. And he hits a fly ball. That's a swell hit. And the left fielder going back, and he makes the catch on the run, almost out in the warning track.
Yeah, he was right up against the wall out there. I thought maybe with the wind it might carry a little farther.
Well, I thought that was gone at first. That would have been a big boost there for the Blackjacks, but a nice job by Carter Hansen, Murray County Central's left fielder. Well, we'll take a break. No runs. No hits, no errors, and they leave Bothan at first base. So we'll take a break and be right back with more Section Baseball from Milroy right after this.
When your home needs dependable heating, air conditioning, or plumbing you can trust, call Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. From furnace and air conditioning repair and installation to complete plumbing services, Dave's team keeps your home running smoothly all year long. Ask about high-efficiency Rood furnaces and air conditioning systems for reliable warmth through every Minnesota winter and refreshing cooling during those warm Minnesota summers. Call today, 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. That's 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison, where comfort and service come first.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at the Irish Yard. Beautiful Saturday. We almost got an inning, and it's not even noon.
Yeah, that's right. And for those just tuning in, hopefully you're not on the way. They did start about 15 minutes early.
Yeah, just watching. Some people are still coming into the baseball complex here.
Yeah, and I made that comment that some people might miss the whole first inning. They will not be happy. Generally, you don't start this early, so...
But, all right. How about the State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Murray County Central, Bart?
All right. Pitcher leading off, Teague Meyer. Batting second is the shortstop, Tristan Behrens. Batting third is the catcher, Dugan Kleiss. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Crew Schneider. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Carson Lewis. In the sixth spot is the third baseman, Caden Veldhuizen. Batting in the seventh spot, designated hitter, Danny Larson. He is batting for the center fielder, Levi Copperud. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Gabe Tenninger. And rounding it out is the left fielder, Carter Hansen. They are coached by Paul Counter, James Wager, and Matt Asherman. And Terry Belcher, I might add.
All right, and that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. And on the mound for Dawson Boyd is Nate Hansen. Nate, senior right-hander, and Blackjacks in their black and gold or yellow.
Both teams have black tops and white pants. The Blackjacks have that black pinstripe down their pants. But
all right, Hansen, here's his first pitch of the ball game, and it's a strike called to Teague Meyer. Pitcher versus pitcher here.
Well, the pitcher's going to win the battle.
Little windy, little breezy.
Yeah, we'll see if that affects the ball here later.
Next pitch, there's a shot to left field. Base hit by Teague Meyer. And first hit of the ball game there belongs to Murray County Central's Teague Meyer.
Yeah, it was inside fastball, and he just kind of fisted it, punched it out between the shortstop and third baseman, line drive. Nice, easy single to lead off the game for the Rebels.
All right, here's Tristan Behrens.
Behrens,
okay. Can't read my own writing. Pitch, it's a strike.
Nate Hansen, he's had a lot of innings over the years. I think he might have started on the varsity when he was an eighth grader, for sure. Ninth graders got logged a lot of innings playing for the Blackjacks.
Aiden Dahl behind the plate catching. Here's the pitch. And that's strike two. Nice pitch at the knee.
Yeah, he did a little fake bunt attempt. I'm not sure if he really was going to or not, but now he's down. No balls, two strikes.
Teague Meyer at first base. Ace Larson holding him on at first base.
He might be leaning.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Nate Hansen.
Yeah, nice job. He's throwing four pitches, four strikes so far. That one was just a nice fastball, letter high, a little inside, and the batter couldn't keep up with it.
Here's Dugan Kleiss, the catcher.
Yeah.
You got a story to tell us.
So his father was in my class, elementary class, fifth grade class, at Chandler Lake Wilson way back in the day. So once that Kleiss name came up, I said, is your dad Aaron? And he said, yes.
That's a long time ago.
That was a long, long time ago.
And Kleiss just swung at that pitch from Hanson, fouled it off for strike one. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here. 2 minutes to noon, and we almost got an inning in here. Here's the pitch. Dennis down low.
It's the first ball that Nate Hanson has thrown today.
Ace Larson at first, Bothan, Colton at second, Eli Olson playing short, Cam Sather at third. That's your infield. Here's a 1-1 pitch, high pop-up, center field. Kyan Mosing camps underneath of it and makes the catch out there in center field. Two outs here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, you always like those easy outs, and what I mean by easy outs is those strikeouts and pop-ups or fly balls that are routine, and this makes it so much easier on the defense.
All right, here's the number four batter, Crew Schneider, the first baseman.
He's a big right-handed hitter. He's a big dude.
We got an interesting stat on Maury County Central here as far as runs scored and not allowing runs. And here's a pitch to Schneider for strike. Amazing stat there, Bart.
They've given up one run per game in 20 games this year. So they've given up 20 runs in 20 games. That is really crazy in high school baseball.
There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. The throw from Dahl down to second. It's high. And a stolen base by Meyer. He's in scoring position for Maury County Central with two outs here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, he got a good jump, and then the ball was really high and inside, almost hit the batter. So Dahl had to really jump up and stop that. Didn't have much of a chance to throw him out.
1-1 count to Crew Schneider. Hanson, the right-hander, checks his runner now at second. And here's the pitch. Foul back for strike two.
Good fastball there, 76 miles per hour. So both pitchers are throwing between 75 and 78, which is pretty good for high school baseball.
Got an elimination game after this game. We won't be broadcasting it. Here's the big pitch here for Hanson. And he swung at it, missed it, and it gets by Dahl. He throws down the first, and, oh, nice scoop out of the dirt there by Ace Larson.
Goes down to 2-3, yes, put out.
That was a K, right?
Yep.
Yep.
K, 2-3.
All right. For Maury County Central in the bottom of the first, they get no runs on one hit by Meyer, no errors, and they leave one on base. We've completed one here at the Irish Yard in Milroy. No score between the Rebels and the Blackjacks. We'll be back with more section baseball right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill at the Irish Yard here. We've completed one part.
We've completed one inning, and it's just high noon, so got going a little bit early. We apologize. It was not our fault, and some of the fans are still rolling in. But nonetheless, great start. Both teams put one runner on and could not score them, so we're still scoreless here heading to the top of the second.
Wouldn't you say Maury County Central and Dawson Boyd in the beginning of the season probably one of the favorites to be?
Yes, I would say if you had to ask anyone and polled people, they would say they would be the top two seeds in the North and South, and that's what they were, and that's where they are today.
Holland Shocker takes the first pitch, swing and a miss. No score, top of the second inning. It's Shocker, Dahl, and Olson, the first three batters here for Dawson Boyd. Swing and a miss for strike two to Holland. Teague Meyer is your pitcher for Maury County Central. He's in his windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that missed outside. Who are our umpires, Bart?
Steve Johnson and Mike Swan. Very, very familiar umpires. They've umpired a long, long time in this area.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Second strikeout of the game here for Meyer. One out. Here's Aiden Dahl, the Blackjack catcher. Blackjacks 15-5 this year. They average 8 runs a game.
They've gone 9-1 in their last 10 games, so they are playing well at the right time.
Here's the pitch to Aiden, and Aiden just finished his junior year.
You know, I didn't get time to go through my keys of the game, but you know, for Dawson to win, I said they have to play sound defensively, limit free bases like walks, nairs, and so on, and get some timely hits. We'll see.
There's a shot to left field, base hit for Aiden Dahl. He rounds first, and he'll hold there.
Yeah, he just went with that as a fastball. A little bit on the inside part of the plate, and he just hit a line shot between shortstop and third baseman.
So for the start the game, another base runner here for Dawson Boyd, the first two innings, and here's Eli Olson.
We'll see. A lot of times when they do a stolen base, they do a hit and run or a bunt and run.
There goes the runner. The pitch is low, and there won't be a throw. And Aiden Dahl don't even have to slide going into second base.
No. A strike on Eli Olson. He got a really quick jump, and the catcher was trying to get it out of his hands quickly. It was low and outside, and he just kind of dropped it.
Look at the lead he's got at second there right now. Here comes the pitch to Eli, and that looked like a little change-up curve there, missed for a ball.
Yeah, they've got the shortstop holding him. The second baseman is almost playing in the hole like a left-handed hitter, so he's giving him a lot of space over there.
No score. Top of the second.
Now he's coming back over to check him. But
here's the pitch to Eli. He pops it up, foul, and that's drifting to the left, and it goes to foul ball down the left field.
Yeah, that would have been a nice one if it could have stayed in fair territory, because it was about a 120-foot little pop-up down the third base line.
Got to give a quick shout-out to my friend Josh Goblish, doing the PA here at the Irish Yard. When we arrived, he sent a set a tent up for us.
That's right.
So we don't get rained on. Nice job, Josh.
A few sprinkles, and then the sun comes out, so we are in a climate-controlled environment.
Here's the pitch. Two-strike pitch to Eli. It's high for a ball. 2-2 count to Eli Olson with a runner on second and Aiden Dahl. Blackjack's threatening here in the top of the second.
Trevor and Paige were in their car. They didn't make it to the start of the game, so they said they're tuning in, Paul. I'm sure other people are as well.
Next pitch called strike three, and Eli knew it. Right down. Fastball. How fast is that? Almost 80.
77. He's 77, 78. Pretty consistent.
So that was a big strike out there for Teague Meyer of the Rebels.
As long as our tent doesn't blow away.
We got a pinch runner.
Aiden Dahl, courtesy runner. It's number 17 for the Blackjacks. That's Grady Teasing. So he's got a good lead, too.
Here's Aiden Olson, the designated hitter. He throws the second, the pitcher does, Meyer, and Teasing gets back.
It's kind of a courtesy throw. Didn't really attempt to pick him off just to see what he was going to do. But now any kind of base hit now, that runner is going to have a good jump with two outs and can score the first run of the game.
See what Aiden Olson can do here. And the pitch is a strike. One ball, or that was first pitch.
Yeah.
Right? One strike there to Aiden Olson, designated hitter. Blackjacks have runner on second in scoring position here. Here's the pitch from Meyer.
Could be.
This might be trouble, and it goes.
What a play!
What a diving catch by Carter.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was dropping in there. He came and leaped off his feet and dove it and caught it to save a run.
What a great catch there by the Rebels left fielder, Carter Hansen, and that'll end the inning for Dawson Boyd. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on second base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with the Rebels coming to bat. You're listening to Blackjack Baseball right here on Q92.
I circled that.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
Hey, we're in the bottom of the second inning. No score between Murray County Central and Dawson Boyd in the Section 3A playoff game. Big implications in this game, because if you win, you'll play for a section championship.
That's right.
Team coming up through the loser's bracket has to beat you twice, right, Bart?
That is right. And we've seen it happen. It's not impossible. It just happened to the Wyoming girls. What a great season they had. And you know, they were in that position where they needed to win one game, and Bold, who's had a strong program over the years, came back and won both games to claim the Section 3A title. Congratulations to them, but Wyoming really, really had a fun team to watch this year.
And congratulations to the Bold Warriors. They'll be going to the state softball tournament. And we got some track kids to talk about, too, going to the state track meet in our area. And golf. A lot of things happening.
Yeah.
All right, here's the
second baseman, Carter Lewis.
Nate Hansen, a pitch, and that's down low for ball two. No score, bottom of the second. Two outstanding teams here going at it.
Now, like we mentioned, they played back on May 11th. It was a 5-3 Rebel win in nine innings.
Swung on and fouled back by Carson Lewis. Getting back to that, the last out, the left fielder diving for the ball. He wasn't really playing deep, or was he?
And he got a tremendous jump. You watch him, he sprinted right towards the ball and dove and caught it. It was a tremendous catch.
That possibly could have scored.
Yeah, it would have easily scored with two outs. That runner was already just about touching third base. They would have sent him. And
here's the pitch, and it's ball four. First walk of the game given up there by Nate Hansen. So the Rebels have a base runner on first base. Here's
Caden Veldhuizen.
Caden Veldhuizen.
We'll see what kind of strategy the Rebels have, if they're a bunting team or a running team.
What happened?
He just took his batting gloves off.
Oh, okay.
And everything. They all wear protective stuff on their feet now and hands. And it's like Major League Baseball now. It takes them 5 minutes to get ungeared.
Number six, Caden Veldhuizen. Steps into the plate. Nate Hansen on the mound. And here's your first pitch.
There's the bunt.
And he pulls the bunt back, throw it on to first after the pitch. And he gets back. Lewis gets back. We've seen Aiden Dahl.
Yeah, he is not afraid to throw it down to first, throw it down to third. He's very aggressive. He's got a good arm back there. And they did a bunt. He pulled the bat back. It was a ball.
Here's the pitch from Hansen. Strike call. Nice pitch by Nate.
Yeah, that might be the first curveball we've seen, Paul, from either pitcher so far.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard out in the middle of the cornfield. Like a field of dreams.
Yeah, it really is a nice...
It hits him. Hits batsmen, so two runners will be on for Murray County Central here in the bottom of the second inning.
Yeah, he squared the bunt there and looked like he was going to try to come back with that curveball again, and it just got too far inside and hit him. And, yeah, first and second now, nobody out. Now you look at Cam Sather. He's playing like a fast-pitch softball third baseman. He's about 15 feet inside the infield grass.
Danny Larson's the batter, the designated hitter. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. He bunts, and Sather fields it, bobbles it, and throws the first for the out. But that advances the runners to third and second. Nice job by Sather. He almost dropped it.
Yeah, that was a good play. He was playing really far up. But the problem is, you know, the shortstop had to run all the way over to third base to cover along with the runner, so you really can't risk trying to reverse, you know, your position and throw back towards third base. Did the smart play and got the out.
Here's Gabe Tettinger. And the pitch swung on and fell back. So Nate Hansen, a little bit of jam here with runners on second and third. No score and one out.
And that was one of my keys to Dawson winning today, is to limit those free bases. They have a walk and a hit batter, and a little bit of a jam here, but one out. They can still get out of it.
Tenninger at the plate. Here's the pitch.
Nice.
He went around. Yep. Yeah. First strike, didn't he?
Yep. That's one you don't even have to ask the field umpire. If he would have hit it, it would have been a double.
Hey, that was a big pitch there by Nate. Now he's got two strikes on him. And Nate's in his windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and struck him out.
He just challenged him with a fastball right down the middle, Paul.
Huge out there for Dawson Boyd with runners on second and third.
He just reared back and fired that one right down the middle.
And here's the left fielder that made an outstanding catch last inning. The number nine batter, Carter Hansen. Two outs now.
Yeah, with two outs, the runners are off in any kind of contact.
Pitch down low. For a ball.
A critical at bat with the top of the order looming, and Teague Meyer already singled his first time up. You don't want to see him come up to the plate here.
Here's the pitch, and he hits it to short, and knocks it down, but it's not going to be a play. He Eli Olson knocked it down, and then I don't know if he stumbled or...
But yeah, he was going to his left up the middle, and it kind of took a little bit of a skip, a little bit more to the left, and he got it inside his, you know, midsection, but then it bounced out of his glove, and he had no time to recover. I don't know if they... I don't see anything on the score. Oh, they gave him a hit. Okay, hit up the middle. So that would be an RBI for Carter Hansen. Almost a great play.
Well, here's the top of the order now for Maury County Central. Runners on the corners and two outs. Teague Meyer batting, and he pitches a strike call. I believe he swung on the first pitch to start the game. Got a base hit out to left field.
So that would have been a big boost to get out of the inning, but now they need to shut him down without any further damage.
Here's the pitch, and swung on and fall back.
A little hit and run action there.
Two strikes on him, two outs. Let's go, Nate.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of pitch he has. If he'll rear back and throw that fastball like he did the number eight hitter with an 0-2 count. Or see if he elects to go with that curveball, try to keep it low and away and get him to fish at something.
Pitch of the game so far coming up here. And it's an 0-2 count to Teague Meyer. Runners on the corners.
He tried stealing last time, but
umpire called time.
Yeah, he was tying his shoe, but maybe that runner had a chance to catch his breath, and they'll send him again on this pitch. We'll see.
Here we go. 0-2 count, two outs. The pitch, and he pops it up in foul territory. Sather by the third base dugout, and it goes foul out of play.
And that was a good strategy. I don't know if it was planned or not, but you know, the runner was stealing on the pitch before and got back and kind of out of breath a little bit, so the batter called time and tied his shoe and. And he took off again on the next pitch.
Little drama here now in the bottom of the second. The Rebels lead 1-0. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Popped up, foul territory, and goes out of play again. So Meyer battling Nate Hansen here.
Yeah, that was high. It would have been a ball, but no, you don't want to take a chance. We saw the umpire, I'm not kidding, Paul, on Thursday. I've never seen a strike zone that far outside, but he was fair for both teams.
0-2 pitch to Meyer. Ground ball hit the third, fielded it nicely by Saffer, throws the first, and they get the out.
That was important to get them out with no more runs scoring other than one.
So, but the Rebels do come up with one run on one hit, I believe.
Just the one hit?
Yep, and no errors, and they leave two on base. Hey, let's see if the Black Jacks can respond here in the top of the third. Right now it's 1-0, Rebels over the Black Jacks. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
UFP Mineota, we're more than just a lumber manufacturer. We are a family of hardworking employees full of spirit that embraces our legacy of great leadership, integrity, and growth. We understand what it takes to be a team. We face challenges, we motivate, and we support each other. Good luck to the Mineota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
1-0, Maury County Central leading in this winter bracket game here, Section 3A, in outside of Milroy. And we got 9-1-2 batters for the Blackjacks. Ace Larson, Kyan Mosing, and Colton Bothan.
Yeah, they've had a runner each of the first two innings, just have not gotten that hit. But a reminder that the left fielder, Carson Hansen, made a tremendous diving catch to take a run off the board for the Blackjacks. So 1-0 here in the top of the third.
Teague Meyer, first pitch to Ace Larson. He hits it to the left fielder, batting back. He falls. Oh, he makes the catch.
Oh, that was another long, well-hit line drive.
Boy, Ace Larson tagged that one well.
Yeah.
And the left fielder out there, Hanson's getting some business out there in the ballgame. Nice,
yeah.
Nice swing by Larson. Ace made good contact.
He turned back on it, and then he started backpedaling. Almost got over his head.
I thought he tripped and fell down. Here's Kyan Mosing.
A couple of nice catches by the Rebels so far, and that's the difference in the game.
And a walk and a hits batsman.
Yep.
Here's Kyan Mosing. And a big swing and a miss by Mosing.
You know, that was one of my keys for Maury County winning, is to use their dominant pitching, giving up just one run per game average. And then they want to score early and build some momentum, and they scored the first run.
And there's a fly ball, shallow center fielder. Center fielder's come in on the dead run and makes the catch, Copperrood.
That was really a nice running catch. When he first hit that ball, I thought it was going to drop in there. He covered a lot of distance from center field, a running extended arm catch.
So the outfielders for Murray County Central getting it done early here in this ball game.
I would say they've taken away three hits already.
Here's Colton Boffin. And a curveball missed. Ooh, the umpire was going to start to do a strike, and he pulled it back.
Okay.
Yeah, the outfield... Good defense by the Rebels here. These Blackjacks are making contact.
Yep, they are.
Here's the pitch. And that one is popped up, foul behind home plate, and that's going to go into the grandstand or behind the grandstand.
Yeah, they're aggressive on offense. They like that. They got some guys that can drive the ball. Right now, the difference is the defense of the Rebels.
One ball, one strike to Colton Boffin. And the pitch is a strike two. Meyer seems to be changing his pitches a little bit.
Yeah, he almost has like a little bit of a changeup that he throws sometimes, otherwise mostly fastballs.
Here's the next pitch, and that's down low. Good eye there by Colton. Cam Sather waiting his turn on deck.
He's pretty consistent. Almost every fastball is either 77 or 78 miles an hour.
2-2 pitch, two outs. Ball three. Murray County Central fans wanted a strike there.
No, I thought it was a little bit low. But they don't ask us.
No, we're not the official. Full count pitch. Here it is. And that's inside for ball four. For the third inning in a row, the Blackjacks have a base runner. Two outs. Here's Cam.
Well, the last time Colton was on first base, he tried stealing with two strikes and two outs, but there's a fly ball to end the inning.
Rebels lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. Here's Sather at the left-handed batter, takes the first pitch a strike.
If Sather can, Cam can find a gap, that'll score a run, and he can get to third. He's got tremendous speed. Boffin, bigger lead. He might be going, Paul.
There he goes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fall back.
Another hit and run there for the Blackjacks. Good jump by Colton Boffin. Good fastball. Just a little bit, just missed it a little bit.
Overcast skies here outside of Milroy. Nice and cool, actually. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and Meyer jumps up and down and pumps his fist.
Yeah, that was a big strikeout.
So for Dawson Boyd there in the top of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Colton at first base. The Rebels lead the Blackjacks 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Are you tired of going over the piles and through the maze of boxes to get what you need? Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton is ready to help you redesign your home for your lifestyle today. Let us dream with you for a remodel or a new addition. Treat yourself to an Onyx shower system, new kitchen cabinetry, and bold architectural windows and doors. Call us at 320-289-2714 or stop in at 138 West Sorensen in Appleton. Be sure to check out our website for our gallery of projects at midmnlumber.com. Stop in and let us show you how we can bring your past home into a bright new future. That's Mid Minnesota Lumber in Appleton.
Welcome back to Irish Yard here on a Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, beers and brats being served in a baseball game. In a baseball game.
Baseball, beers, and brats. Does that sound like a great... Or beer brats, I guess. Not beers. You can't sell beer at high school.
Okay, no.
Beer brats.
Well, the Rebels lead 1-0. They're batting in the bottom of the third. And batting, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 batters. And Nate Hansen just threw a strike to Barron's. Next pitch down low.
Yeah, he did a nice job, Nate Hansen, getting out of that last inning. They had first and third, a ground ball chance to maybe get out of it with no runs, but he came back and got the last out.
Next pitch, traces it right over the head of the shortstop, Eli Olson, for a base hit for Tristan Barron.
I think all three of the Rebel hits, or is that four now? All of their hits so far, three hits, have been right line drives over the shortstop's head.
Here's Dugan Kleiss, the catcher.
And we'll see what kind of speed they have on first, if they're going to be aggressive and try to get into scoring position.
Nobody out. Bottom of the third, 1-0 Rebels. Pitched by Nate Hansen is down low for a ball. Good crowd by the Dawson Boyd Blackjack fans here today.
This is really filled in now, but they started 15 minutes early, so probably I'd say 20% of these people did not see the first half inning.
Next pitch high. Ooh, almost hit him. Barron had to duck out of the way of that one.
Kleiss flew out to center field his first time up. Just a routine fly ball out there.
Dawson Boyd and Murray County Central. Battling iron. Nice. Swing and a miss. Kleiss.
There's that off-speed pitch there by Nate Hansen. The runner doesn't have too big of a lead over there, Paul, so maybe he's not a real aggressive base runner.
So Dugan Kleiss has two balls, one strike on him. Here's the pitch from Hansen. And he pops it out behind the grandstand for strike two, 2-2. Now, you Dugan Kleiss batting here, Dice Kleiss batting here. You had his dad.
Taught his dad in elementary school, Mike Wilson. And his brother Dylan plays baseball with Davis Patzer at Ridgewater. Dylan
there goes Kleiss. The runner. And there's a throw down the second, not in time, and that was a strike.
They call strike three looking on the batter.
Barron's does steal second base. So a runner in scoring position for Murray County Central. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the third, and one out.
Nice jump by Tristan Barron's, and it was on a curveball for the catcher, Aiden Ball. He kind of had to wait until that ball crossed the plate.
Did Kleiss strike out?
Yeah, he did. Okay. They called him called third strike on that pitch.
Okay, so one out, right?
Yeah, there's a big out with the number four hitter, Cruz Schneider. Up.
Schneider pitching, batting, and the pitch is high for a ball.
He got him to strike out his first time up. It was a little outside curveball and got back to the backstop, but the catcher threw him out.
Hansen delivers, and that's a strike. Nice pitch by Nate Hansen. Wind picking up a little bit.
Yeah, it's blowing a little stronger from the right field corner to the left field corner.
Runner on second for the Rebels. Oh, there's a little breaking ball. He swung at it and missed.
Yeah, it's just a little sharp breaker at the end. It's not that big looping curveball you sometimes see pitchers throw.
Two strikes on Cruz Schneider, the first baseman for the Rebels. One ball, two strikes. Nate from the stretch checks his runner at second. Here's the pitch. And he hits a long fly ball. This is Mike going to go in the gap. It does, and it goes and hits the scoreboard, and that's going to score a run. And Cruz Schneider with an RBI double.
Yeah, he just laced that in the gap. Neither outfielder had a chance to run that down, and it brings in Barron's. That was a good stolen base then by Tristan Barron's to get in scoring position.
2-0, Murray County Central leading the Blackjacks right now here in the bottom of the third. Just a solid gapper by Schneider.
Yeah.
Center field.
Two-strike pitch on there, so he did a nice job and just got the bat extended out over the plate and just laced it out towards the scoreboard. Probably a two-hopper out there.
There's Carson Lewis who walked in the first inning, came around to score. He swings at the first pitch from Hansen and misses for strike one.
Now the difference is the Rebels, their hits are finding grass, where the Blackjacks, the outfield is making some tremendous plays from the Rebels.
Next pitch popped up. This is catchable to shortstop Eli Olson. Oh, he dropped the ball. Now he's throwing it to first. It gets by Ace Larson. And the runners will go to second and third. Oh, my.
Yeah, I was already writing down F6. It was just a little, didn't go very high, just a routine pop-up. Not sure what happened, if he was going to check the runner at second just to maybe see if he could get him doubled off, but he just literally dropped it for an error, and that allowed the runner. He made a nice recovery, picked it up and threw it across the diamond, but then it bounced right over Ace Larson, so it allowed the runners both to advance.
So Carson Lewis reaches on an error, and then
on the overthrow.
The overthrow gets the second.
Yeah, so technically it would go down as two errors. One would allow him to get to first base and one allow him to get to second base.
Here's a pop-up. Batting now is Caden Belthouse.
Belthouse, yep. And he got hit by a pitch, so... You know, now we got to find out what kind of moxie Nate has because he's thrown out pitches.
Next pitch outside. Nice stop by the blackjack catcher, Aiden Dahl. 2-0. One out here in the bottom of the third. Rebels have runners on second and third.
This is a couple big at-bats coming up here.
Pitch is high for ball.
Yeah, nobody feels worse than a fielder when you have an error, and so... You know, you'll see some pitchers come back with a strikeout or an easy out, and they pump them up. And
next pitch.
Oh, that looked good.
Is a ball high.
Yeah. It was a little bit inside, too. It was close.
Three balls, one strike to Caden Belthousen. Snyder on third, Lewis on second. And there's a ground ball foul.
Nice pitch inside.
Full count.
Well, if you can get a pop-up, a strikeout, something like that, help your defense where you don't have to make a pressure-packed play, that's what Nate is hoping to do.
Here's the next pitch. Curveball. Ooh, that's four. High for ball four.
Right. Nate was hopping around. He wanted that one. That looked really close, Paul. As a taller batter up there, maybe caught the top of the strike zone. We don't know, but he called it a ball. Base is loaded. Not the end of the world because first base was open, but it's another runner on base.
All right, Coach Swenson calls a timeout, and he makes his trip to the mound to talk to his pitcher in the infield. And what is he saying out there, Bart?
Well, I'm sure he's just telling him, you know, that pitcher is close. Keep throwing strikes, so we'll use the defense. He's actually been throwing a real good game, you know. There was that chance when they scored their first run. Eli Olson almost made a good play at shortstop, and that one was just an unfortunate error. And so you just want to tell your pitcher, I have confidence in you. Your team has confidence in you. You're throwing strikes. You're doing everything that you're supposed to. Keep doing it.
All right, Darren's back in the first base dugout. Well, here's the situation. Down 2-0. The Blackjacks are here in the bottom of the third, and the Rebels have the bases loaded and just one out.
The infield is all up on the grass, and they are close to the batter. They're well up on the grass.
Danny Larson, the batter. And he hits one to center. Mosing comes over, and Kyan makes the catch, throws it. Here's the tag from third, and there's a run.
Okay. Good line drive. Good catch by Kyan Mosing. He got it in quickly, but, you know, he's playing pretty deep out there with the wind blowing, so he had no chance at the plate. So it'll be a sack fly RBI for Danny Larson.
So runners remain on first and second. Now 3-0. And Nate Hansen trying to get this last out. Here's Gabe Tenninger, the right fielder. He struck out in the second inning. And the pitch is high for ball.
You know, we said it before, another big at-bat here for the Rebels and a big batter to get out for Nate Hansen for the Blackjacks. Oh, the wind is really picking up now, Paul.
Yeah, it's blowing my peanut M&Ms around. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Nice pitch at the knees there. Nice throw by Hansen.
So Gabe Tenninger can really break this open for the Rebels if he could find a gap. And of course, for the Blackjacks, you're already down 3-0. You want to prevent them from scoring more.
Two outs. The pitch. Oh, it's by the catcher. Runners will go to third and second on a wild pitch.
Yeah, it was just way low and outside. And now even a bigger at-bat here. You know, that was one of my keys to the game also for Maury County Central. Score early and build your momentum, and that's what they've done so far. And we know they've got a great pitching staff, so...
Two balls, one strike to Tenninger, and that's low for ball three. Runners on second, third for the Rebels. They lead now 3-0.
They do have first base open, but you'd rather not see Carter Hansen up next. He already had an RBI single.
Here's the pitch.
Did
that hit him?
Oh, what was it called?
And Nate Hansen.
Oh, they called a dead ball. Must have hit it. He's pointing to his elbow. I think it grazed his elbow, but...
It's Batsman. Bases are loaded. Here's the number 9 batter for Maury County Central, the left fielder, Carter Hansen.
Yeah, already made a great defensive play, and that is an RBI single, so he's off to a great start today, Paul.
Blackjacks trying to get this final out here in the bottom of the third. Hansen's first pitch to Hansen, swung on and fall back.
Good pitch, good cut, just missed it.
Well, can't allow any more runs.
Whoa, the tent almost blew away, Paul.
Uh-oh.
We had liftoff. We had liftoff.
Yeah, we're sitting under a tent. And here's the pitch. Go, breaking ball in there for a strike.
Yeah, now he's in command here.
Yeah, the wind has picked up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Carter Hansen at the plate. Two strikes on, two outs. Big pitch for Nate. And that's inside for ball.
A little bit high inside. You'd like to see if maybe if he'll come back with that curveball low and away. Of course, if it's a wild pitch, the runner can take off with two outs.
Here's the pitch from Hansen. Oh, just missed for a ball.
Yeah, nice little fastball on the outside.
I think Nate wanted a strike called there.
He's up to, this will be the 60th pitch now in the third inning, but he's thrown a few extras because of the defense.
2-2 count, two outs. Oh, it hits up.
And that was with the bases loaded.
And that'll score another run with a hits batsman, back-to-back hits batsman. So runners on first, second, and third, and
Darren,
that might be it for Nate.
I'm thinking it might be. We'll see what happens here, but, yep, that's going to be it for him. They're going to bring in Boston.
All right, with the pitching change here in the bottom of the third, the score, what, four to nothing right now. Rebels here in the bottom of the third. We'll take a break as a new pitcher comes in for Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley. Farmers, are you looking for pallet racking for your shop or maybe a motor for your farm operation? Look no further than Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. Owner Brandon Peterson has been selling and repairing motors since 1994. Pete's Electric Motor has a large inventory of motors on hand. So for motors, pallet racking, store shelving, and other farm accessories, contact Brandon Peterson of Pete's Electric Motor at 507-872-5188. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and located 1.5 miles north of Mineota on County Road 3. Find them on Facebook, Pete's Electric Motor Mineota. We service what we sell.
All right, new pitcher for Dawson Boyd is Colton Boffin. Colton comes in from second base, and Nate Hansen went to short. Eli Olson moved from short to second. Blackjack down 4-0 now.
Yeah, it's still a lot of game left. It's only the bottom of the third, but it's a pretty big spot here for Colton Boffin. But, you know, I've watched him pitch over the last couple of years, and he's really a consistent, good pitcher. And that's exactly what you need in this situation, Paul.
All right, the situation is the Rebels have the bases loaded and two outs, and it's the top of the order for Murray County Central and Teague Meyer. Teague Meyer batting. He got a base hit in the first inning, grounded out to Sather at third. So Colton Boffin ready to throw his first pitch here in a jam. And now time called. Time called. Colton wants to talk to his catcher. He said, Aiden, come out here. I want to talk to you.
They just got to make sure they are on the right page with everything. And sometimes if you can't see the numbers he's flashing, he has to tell them that, do a little better job. Also, sometimes the runner at second base will try to pick those up, so they might change and go to a second number.
We're in the bottom of the third inning. Here's Boffin in his windup, and the pitch is a strike.
Set him off with the curveball there to the top of the order. Teague Martin, 1-for-2, singled his first time up, stole second, and grounded out to the third baseman his second time up.
Boffin, with the bases loaded, delivers. Down low for a ball.
And Aiden Dahl has to be a wall back there. He cannot let anything by him and let them score an easy run.
One ball, one strike to the leadoff batter, Teague Meyer. And he hits that one to Sather at third. Sather's there.
He's
safe.
Yeah.
Sather tried. Oh, he got it. He called him out.
Oh.
Base umpire called him out.
So it was about a two-step to his left. He picked up the ground ball with the bases loaded. He ran to third base to try to get the runner going from second. That was a close play.
Oh, wasn't it ever.
So there were,
I don't think Cam saw the base runner coming behind him.
And they weren't holding him defensively, so he had a huge jump.
Well, new score, 4-0. Murray County Central lead. See if the Blackjacks can get their bats going here in the top of the fourth, and we'll be right back.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Paul Ramel, Bart Hill back here at the Irish Yard outside of Milroy, Minnesota. And, boy, that was a big out there by Cam Sather.
That was a bang-bang play to end the inning. Again, he ground ball to his left a little bit. He picked it up. The runners, they weren't holding the runners with two outs, so he got a tremendous jump. And it could have been called either way, Paul. Fortunately for the Blackjacks, they called him out to end the inning and the rally of three runs.
Well, a couple hits batsmen and a couple errors. Blackjacks cost them some runs there.
Yeah, that's been the case so far. Some walks and hit batters have allowed runners to get in scoring position.
Here's Nate Hansen, takes the first pitch.
But, you know, sometimes a defensive play like that, Paul, can be a big boost offensively. I know the Blackjacks are making a little noise, and they want to continue to do that.
Diegmeier delivers, and that's ball two.
Yeah, that was almost hit him. That was inside. Nate flew out to the left fielder, made a great, great catch going back.
Holland Shocker on deck. Next pitch pops it up. Shallow center field. The shortstop going back, and the shortstop's going to make the catch.
Yeah, that drifted out to short left field. He went back and got underneath and made a nice play.
One out. Here's Holland Shocker for the Blackjacks.
Well, so far, Teague Martin has kept the Blackjacks off the scoreboard, and again, probably can't say it enough, Paul. They give up average of just one run per game.
Well, the Blackjacks in the first three innings had base runners.
Yes.
And there's a ball thrown to Holland Shocker.
Well, baseball is a funny thing. You can come back at any time.
Well, you saw it. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Meyer, and then he runs over to first and underhands it to the first baseman for the second out.
Yeah.
Well, you saw a 10-run down.
Yeah. Down 10 runs after two. The other team has 12 hits, and you have one, and the Legends came back. I guess that's why they're called Legends, Paul. They're legendary.
If you did not know, Bart's son, Brandon, is the head coach for Alexandria Tech and Community College and went to the national tournament.
Yeah, it was just really a great experience. And, you know, the team is made up of a lot of Minnesota kids from small towns, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Aiden Dahl just swung at the first pitch and missed. Now he hits that one to left field. Base hit for him. Dawson Boyd's Aiden Dahl.
That's his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-2 now. He's got both hits for the Blackjacks.
Nice piece of hitting there for Aiden Dahl, the Blackjack catcher. I think he just finished his junior year.
We'll see if they used a courtesy runner once he got to second base, so they may try to get him to second.
Throw over the first. And that gets by the first baseman. Dawson had a hustle down to second. And here's the throw nod. And it goes on to left field. And but the left fielder's there to back it up.
Yeah, good hustle by the outfield for the Rebels to back that up. All outfielders should be moving on any ball put in play. But now that puts them in scoring position. They can get a two-out hit here. Would be a great boost. Eli Olson, I'm sure he's hanging his head on that drop ball. But he can make up for it now with a hit of his own.
Eli batting, and the pitch is outside for a ball.
He struck out looking his first time up.
Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Blackjacks down 4-0. Trying to scratch a run here in the bottom of the top of the fourth. Next pitch, foul ball to the dugout, third base dugout.
Good lead over there by Aiden Dahl, so obviously, with two outs, any kind of hit, he should score.
Good number of Blackjack fans sitting to my left here in the stands.
There are just a lot of people here right now, Paul.
They better save us a hamburger after the game's done, though.
Absolutely.
Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nice breaking ball there.
That's just a slow floater, 65 miles an hour. So the fastball, 78. That curveball came in at 65. That's a good speed difference.
One ball, two strikes to Eli Olson. Two outs, runner on second for Dawson Boyd. They're down 4-0. Here's the pitch. Way high for a ball.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Good time for something to happen.
The Blackjacks need a hit here. 2-2 count. Meyer delivers, and he hits it to third base. Fielded nicely by Van Fulbeld, and throws in the dirt, and the first baseman, Schneider, snaps it up for the out.
Yeah, that was a nice stop by Cruz Schneider, because if it gets by him, that's a run.
No runs on one hit. I got one error.
Yep.
And one left on base. The Blackjacks have left a runner on base.
Yep.
Last three innings. So the score remains 4-0. Murray County Central. They're coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, and they lead 4-0. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from the Irish Yard in Milroy. We'll be right back. Keep hydrating.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits.
All right, another score in Section 3, AA. Montevideo leading Windham 2-1 after two innings. Big AA is just loaded in section play this year.
They really are. Their top five teams all have a realistic chance of winning that section, so that's how tough it is.
Thanks to my good friend Steve Bruce for the updates on Twitter. All right, well, Blackjacks come out. Colton Boffin in relief of Nate Hansen is on the mound to continue his warm-up pitches here. The Blackjacks find themselves down 4-0.
At 2-3-4 coming up for the Rebels. That was a big out that Nate came in and got that force out, Colton Boffin got that force out to end that inning, because the Rebels, if they would have gotten another hit, already had 4-0, that really would have made it an uphill climb, especially with their pitching staff.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning, we play 7. Line scores read, Rebels 4 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Dawson Boyd, no runs on 2 hits. And those 2 hits belong to Aiden. And the Blackjacks, here's the first pitch from Colton. Pops it up.
Barrett,
the second baseman. Yes, underneath it, that's Eli Olson, makes the catch.
Yeah, I didn't know how the wind would react to that one, because it's blowing hard from right field corner to left field corner, but Eli Olson got underneath it nicely, kept the ball in front of him for the first out on one pitch.
Here's Dugan Kleiss, the catcher.
He's officially 0-2. Fly out in a strikeout.
Colton in relief, as I mentioned, in his windup, and the pitch. And that's high and away for ball one. After this game, Russell Tyler Ruthen will play Adrian Ellsworth in an elimination game, so there'll be 3 teams left in Section 3A after today. Next pitch popped up, foul territory on play. Really have a nice grandstand here. Do you remember
where they got those seats from?
Yeah, it's from a Major League, Fenway Park, I think.
Yes, you're right.
Isn't it? Right. Yes, I believe so.
You're right. Yeah. So. They've got it's like the old Metrodome seats. They're green, though, from Fenway Park.
And the pitch down low. I have Metrodome seats in my garage.
There you go. There's still a couple down at the ballpark.
Yep. Yeah, I actually bought a couple of Metrodome seats for all my sons during Christmas once. They're impressed. Swing and a miss by Dugan Kleiss.
Nice high fastball.
2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. And Colton delivers to Kleiss. Oh, it hits him right in the back. Oh, and that's smart.
That is the 4th hit batter now for the Blackjacks. Not what your pitching coach wants.
Kleiss, boy, he felt the pain on that one, jumping up and down, and goes to first base, and Ace Larson had a smile on his face for him.
He must have said something to him about how it hurt or something. Because Ace wouldn't laugh at him for getting hit. But no. the runner said something going down, and then Ace started chuckling. But yeah, right in the small of the back. That was a pretty good fastball coming in from Colton Boston.
I think he's going to have a bruise, and on that bruise will be some stitches.
That's right.
From the baseball, that is.
That's why he's keeping him in stitches, Ace Larson.
All right, so Kleist down at first base and Schneider batting. One out here in the bottom of the fourth.
He had that huge double to the gap.
And there's a long fly ball center field. Mosing's going to camp underneath it. He's running in, actually, and makes the catch. Kleist does such a good job out there in the outfield.
Yeah, he really tracks the ball well. And, you know, the key to being good outfielder is anticipating where the ball is going. And that's what he does really well out there.
All right. Who's up? Carson Lewis.
Second baseman officially 0 for 1. He reached on that pop-up, and then he walked and scored. So he scored twice, Paul.
Murray County Central with the 19 wins and just one loss this year. There goes, oh, no, there's a pitch and it's a strike. It looks like the runner, Kleist, is going to take off there.
Yeah, they do a nice job of bluffing like they're stealing, and sometimes, you know, the pitcher, catcher, you get that in your head, and it might help you to have the pitcher throw some balls in that situation, but he looks like he's a fairly good runner, so he may go after all.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is high for ball one. One ball, one strike. The crew, Schneider. Schneider.
Carson Lewis.
What's that?
Carson Lewis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Carson Lewis. Yep, sorry. My fault. Next pitch. Ooh, in the dirt. Nice stop by Aiden Dahl, the catcher.
Yeah, you just need to keep everything in front of you. Use those knee pads that you have. They're durable. That's what they're made for. Go down and block those. Don't give them any extra bases.
Out of the four runs the Rebels have, Lewis has come around and scored twice in the ball game. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Boffin. And that's high for ball.
That almost hit him,
three.
Two. I can't tell if they're crowding the plate or not because they've had a numerous amount of pitches that have been inside almost hit them, and they've been hit four times.
Three balls, one strike to Carson Lewis. Big pitch here for Colton. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's high for ball four.
Yeah.
So walks and hits batsmen are the story of the game so far here.
That's right.
And here's Caden Veldhuizen, who's reached third base twice. Walked and a hit. Hits bats, and we got a pinch runner here.
The number
Curtis
12 here is number Noah Frisk, looks like.
Okay. You can't read the coach's writing.
It looks like it's F-R-I-S-K, so Noah Frisk.
Caden Veldhuizen at the plate, number 6.
So he got hit by a pitch and walked, so he hasn't had to put the ball in play yet.
Colton's delivery is in there for a strike. Looks like a curveball.
Well, they don't want to load the bases up. And we've had some pretty big at-bats here with two outs, but the Blackjacks just got to come through and get a third out here and get to the bench.
Runners on first and second for the Rebels. They lead 4-0. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up out of play. Coming over our tent here, I think, Bart.
Just went behind us about 10 feet.
We're situated right next to the Dawson Boyd third base dugout.
I think if Darren and I stretched out our hands, we could shake.
Yep. Put a headset on him, get the coach's view here. Oh, two strike, two outs. Big pitch for Colton. Here it is. Popped up, foul, over to third base dugout. First base dugout. Third base dugout. Let me correct myself. Sorry.
It's one of the two. There's only two dugouts, so if you say one, you're going to be at least 50% right.
Well, may have to turn the lights on. It's really cloudy and
yeah, that was something. We had the sun shining earlier. A few sprinkles coming down.
Two strike counts, two outs, runners on first and second for Murray County Central. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he got a piece of it to stay alive. Kind of reached for that one.
Yeah. That's two straight foul balls with two strikes, so he's keeping his at-bat alive.
If you're just tuning in, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rebels lead Dawson Boyd 4-0 in the semifinal game. Winner's bracket. Yeah, want to stay in the winner's bracket. Makes life a lot easier. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Nice high fastball, blew it right by him.
That was a nice battle there between Boffin and Veldhuizen. So that'll end the bottom of the fourth for the Rebels. No runs. They didn't get a hit that inning, I don't believe.
Nope.
And no errors, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the top of the fifth. The Blackjacks need to get the bats going. They're down 4-0 in this section playoff game. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your agri-partner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079, Ryan Smith Seeds.
Paul Reynolds, Bart Hill back here at the Irish Yard just outside of Milroy. Beautiful facility. Actually, both baseball fields in Milroy are outstanding.
And you got 5 miles apart, and you got two great places. They host a lot of playoff games, the Section 3 playoff games. And
a lot of town team ball, too.
A lot of town team ball. Very competitive. There's a lot of good players in this area.
If you walk up into their press box here at the Irish Yard, it looks like the control center at ESPN.
They have, what, 5 monitors up there? They got 3 different camera angles, maybe a fourth one this year.
They got a camera out in center field.
Yeah, it's really something to see.
Well, here's the first pitch delivered to Aiden Olson. Goes left down the left field. I think that's going to drop in there, and it does. They're holding to a single, however. That hits right on the foul line, close to
The left fielder gave a chase. I thought, oh, God, they're going to make another diving catch, but he just was out of his reach. So the Aidens are the story of the game. Aiden Dahl with 2 hits and Aiden Olson with 1 hit.
Sorry. Top of the fifth inning. The Blackjacks need some runs here, down 4-0. The Murray County Central, here's Ace Larson. Ace is outside, pitch.
He hit that line drive shot that left fielder came and got. He ran back to the wall, so we thought it was going to go over his head or maybe hit off the wall.
Larson at the plate. He flied out to left field. He gave it a good ride, actually.
Really
swing
did.
And a miss for strike one.
Yeah, if he could have got a little more air underneath it, that probably would have hit the wall or maybe went over, but it was such a line drive. Still almost got over the left fielder's head.
1 ball, 1 strike to Ace Larson, number 18, number 9 batter for the Blackjacks. Curveball in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Kleiss.
Good to do a backhand there.
Can't wait to watch Ace play football this fall for the Blackjacks.
He just looks like a football player.
Big kid. Runner on first is Olson. Not much of a lead there for Aiden. Here's the pitch. And that's called a strike. 2 strikes to Larson. Then the top of the order.
Check here, and hopefully the Blackjacks can get some offense going here and break through in that score column.
2 strikes on Ace Larson, nobody out. Oh, he reached for one, swung at it, and missed.
That was a nice curveball by Teague Meyer. Got him chasing.
Off balance speed, too, there, it looks like.
It really was.
1 out. Here's the top of the order for Dawson Boyd and Kyan Mosing.
He's grounded out, and he flew out to the center fielder. Center fielder made a nice running catch in the gap. We thought that one was going to drop in.
Teague Meyer's pitch, and Mosing swings at that one and fouls it back. For strike one.
You know, the game is moving along quickly. We're only an hour in already in the top of the fifth inning.
It almost started at 11:30. When
I think it was 11 o'clock. We pulled up in the parking lot. We shouldn't make fun.
Top of the order, Kyan Mosing batting. Let's see what
some sprinkles
does.
Coming down. You can hear it on the tent roof.
We're covered, though.
We are covered.
1 strike to Mosing. Here's the pitch. And he reaches for it, pops it up, foul over the first base dugout.
Yeah, we saw that curveball again. He just stuck out his bat way on his tiptoes out in front of the plate. And luckily for him, that went out of play.
2 strikes to Kyan, 1 out. Aiden Olson at first base. Here's the pitch. Pops it up. This might be catchable in front of the first base dugout. Look out, coming in our way.
Oh, just
bounces right next to you, Bart.
I should have reached out and caught it, but I didn't know if the pitcher was, he had a full steam.
You'd have run you over.
He would have run me over.
That was closest to the action we've been in a long time.
That was about 5 feet to my right and about 5 feet foul. So had been a little closer, he could have stretched out and maybe made a great catch.
Next pitch to Kyan from Meyer. Here it is. Down low, nice cut. Stopped by the catcher again twice.
Kyan looks like he's built to play linebacker or fullback or running back or something. So,
one ball, two strikes to Mosley. Blackjack center fielder at the plate. Blackjack's down 4-0 here in the top of the fifth. Pitches outside. Good eye there by Kyan.
Yeah, he's got to try to battle, find a way on.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard in Milroy on this Saturday afternoon. Here's the pitch. And that's popped right over our tent here, out of play. We'll get to the polka show after the game.
All right.
And we want to thank UFP Mineota for being our fine sponsor, premier sponsor here today. Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here from Meyer. And, Kyan's hanging tough. He swung at that one, fouled it back.
That's the third two-strike ball he's fouled off. Keeps his at-bat going. And what do we got for pitch count? Pitch 67 for Keegan Meyer, so he's well within the range.
Next pitch to Mosing, and he pops it up. And a shortstop makes the catch, yeah. Kristen, for the out. That was a long at-bat there for Mosing.
It was.
Barron's the shortstop.
And that's, as a pitcher, you're glad because he threw him eight pitches, and then he finally got him to pop up.
There's Colton Boffin. Colton was walked twice.
Yeah, both times they had full counts. One time he fouled off a couple pitches and drew a walk, but they need him to come through with a hit here.
Here's the pitch high for a ball.
They got their 2-3-4 hitters or best hitters in the lineup, and they need to have them come through right now. I mean,
two outs here, top of the fifth. Blackjacks have a runner on first. They're down 4-0. Curveball missed. Good eye there by Colton.
Boy, I've noticed Teague Martin is throwing a lot more off-speed pitches now. And when it started the first three innings, it was mostly just fastballs.
Next pitch to Colton is a strike.
Bluff to throw down to first, but the first baseman wasn't holding.
I thought it was supposed to be really warm today. It's not.
No, it is temperature-wise. You can't ask for anything better.
One strike here to Boffin. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. The throw down to second, and he is safe. Aiden steals second base. He's in scoring position.
Second baseman thought he had him out, but he didn't even have the ball. It kicked off his glove and went towards the shortstop side.
So Coach Swenson sending Olsen to second.
Well, they've got to try something. Got to be a little aggressive. And well, it's two balls, two strikes, two outs. They need a... They're getting runners on every inning, Paul. They need to come through with a hit.
Meyer, the pitch. Swung on and fell back. Got an update from Marshall. Montevideo leading Wyndham in the bottom of the third, 5-2. Another pitch coming here from Teague Meyer to Colton. And
that's
called strike three.
That was, could have been a little bit outside, but nonetheless, he got the call.
That'll end the inning for the Blackjacks. They get no runs on one hit. No errors, and they leave Aiden Olsen at second base. We'll take a commercial break. The Rebels lead the Blackjacks 4-0 as the Rebels come to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back after this.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Raymond, Bart Hill back here at the Irish Yard outside of Milroy. The Rebels leading Dawson Boyd 4-0. You're in the Section 3A winner's bracket game, semifinal game. The winner will play Thursday in the section championship game, the right to go to the state tournament. The loser will play Tuesday in an elimination game.
Yeah, and so what that means is when you get to Tuesday's game, you got to win one Tuesday and two on Thursday. Three games in 3 days, it's really a tough task. We've seen it done before, but it makes it a little more challenging.
All right, so 7, 8, 9 batters for the Rebels, and a big swing and a miss by Danny Larson, the designated hitter.
Yeah, they've been on base 4 times of their 6 at-bats, so they haven't scored yet, but they're allowing the runners ahead of them to score.
Next pitch by Boffin, swing and a miss for strike 2. Just 7 hits in the ballgame, 4 belong to the Rebels and 3 to the Blackjacks.
Yeah, they've taken advantage of the 2 walks and 3 hit batters.
0-2 pitch coming here to Larson, and he swings at that one and strikes out.
That was well out of the strike zone, but he went after it. That's always a good pitch. I know when I was coaching, I'd tell our pitchers if you get 2 strikes, throwing a high fastball is always a good option because you'll see kids swing at it like that.
Gabe Tenninger is batting. He struck out and was hit by a pitch. You mentioned the bottom of the order here for Murray County Central has been on base a lot. Swing and a miss. Colton Stone strikes here.
Well, that's
good
job,
what you
need to do.
Bottom of the order has been hit by pitches and walks so far in the game here. Next pitch by Colton, swung on, foul back for strike 2. So Colton ahead of the first 2 batters here. Now the home plate umpire's got to get his broom out.
Yeah, that's another pet peeve of mine, why they don't brush the plate off more. We watched that game Thursday, and you could barely see home plate.
Huh.
And it's got to be tough for the umpires.
0-2 pitch to Tenninger, Boffin in his windup, and here's the pitch. And that's high for a ball. Great crowd on hand here in Milroy, or outside of Milroy, at the Irish Yard. A lot of purple down the third baseline. A lot of Blackjack fans here as well. Here's the next pitch. That's down low. So after going 0-2, it's a 2-2 count.
Holmes did a nice job. Came on relief, got a ground out, and then has not given up a hit yet. Just hit a batter and walked a batter.
2-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss, back-to-back strikeouts for Colton Boffin.
That was a nice fastball right about the top of the strike zone. And again, he's very similar to Teague Martin, throwing 77 miles per hour.
Here's the number 9 batter for Murray County Central, Carter Hansen at RBI in the 2nd. Outstanding catch in the first or 2nd inning.
Yeah, he's actually got 2 RBIs because he got a hit.
Oh, yeah.
With a pitch with the bases loaded. So he's 1-for-1 with 2 RBIs and a fantastic catch.
That pitch was a ball to Hansen. Colton's pitch down low for a ball.
You want to get this number 9 hitter out if possible. We haven't yet. But at the top of the order, looming for the Rebels.
Here's a 2-0 pitch to Carter Hansen from Colton Boffin. And that's inside and high for a ball.
Yeah, questioning it down here to our right. But
the pitch count's up there?
Yep, it is. He's at pitch 30.
3-0 count here to Hansen, the left fielder for Murray County Central. They lead 4-0. And it's a strike. Rebels put up 1 in the 2nd, and then they put up 3 in the 3rd inning.
Yeah, and just 2 of those, or 1 of those runs was earned that inning, I think.
3-1 pitch. Colton delivers. High for ball 4. Walk. So after striking out the first 2 batters, Boffin walks the number 9 batter, Hansen. And here's the top of the order in Teague Meyer.
Yeah, Carter Hansen been on base all 3 times. He's doing his job.
Top of the order, Teague Meyer, the Rebel pitcher. We're in the 5th inning. Number 2, Colton Boffin. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike, and there's not going to be a throw from Dahl.
The catcher had no chance whatsoever. He took off on movement, and Colton has a big leg kick, and he was well on his way. Aiden Dahl didn't even attempt to make a throw.
So a runner in scoring position again for Murray County Central on second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 4-0 Rebels. And the pitch popped up foul out of play towards the over to third base dugout where all the Rebel fans are sitting in their purple shirts and caps. Sir Molly Hennin's going to teach next year.
Okay, I'm the home of Scott Swatsky.
Yeah, you
cool. Met his parents.
His parents were
talking to him beforehand, so that was kind of cool.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch popped up right side. Ace Larson in foul territory by the first base bag. Now he's coming over and he catches it on the line.
It would have been a fair ball if it blew back into play.
Nice job by Ace to follow that fly ball.
Nice out by Colton Boffin.
So for the Rebels in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the top of the sixth. Let's see if the Blackjacks can get the bats going, Bart.
That's right. They, whatever you have for good luck, you need it now, Blackjack fans.
Down 4-0. We'll be right back.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill. We're just discussing the game so far, Bart.
Yeah.
Blackjacks down 4-0 to come to the bat here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, the Rebel defense took away a run from the Blackjacks, and then their offense utilizing some hit batters and walks. And one error put up four runs. It really could be a 1-0 or a 0-0 game, but you know, you still got to play it. And for the Blackjacks down by four, they need to score something here.
Well, they can get it started with Cam Sather, Nate Hansen, Holland Shocker. First three batters, and hopefully more for Dawson Boyd. Want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thanks to UFP Mineota for being our premier sponsor this season for Section Spring Sports. And here's the pitch, and all our fine sponsors, Cam Sather.
And you can't stress that enough, Paul, with all these radio stations going with syndicated corporate things. We're still that small-town station that brings you games.
Swing and a miss by Sather for strike two.
So these sponsors are like gold to us. They allow us to do what we enjoy doing, Paul.
That's right. And we thank you for listening. Swing and a miss. Three straight pitches to Cam. He goes down swinging. That's the third strikeout for Sather, struggling at the plate here.
Yeah, he's just not quite on right now. And I thought he might get one more chance.
Nate Hansen will step into the batter's box.
He's officially 0-2, so.
And Deke Meyer in his windup. Here's a fly ball. Hit.
Could get by
him. Left fielder Larson back there in front of the scoreboard makes the catch. That was a deep ride off the bat of Hansen, but an out.
Yeah, that left fielder did a nice job getting a good angle at it. Carter Hansen again. He's played really good out there. He's had a couple nice running catches to take away hits and that diving catch to take away a run.
Here's Holland Shocker now with two outs in the top of the sixth. Blackjacks average 8 runs a game this season. They've given up 4. Swing and a miss by number 7, Shocker.
And the Rebels, like we mentioned, give up only 1 run per game, and so far they're shutting out the Blackjacks. So.
Next pitch is high for a ball. Deke Meyer in control here.
He's only throwing 79 pitches.
Next pitch, foul back.
So the pitch count is not in doubt. He's got a lot more pitches to go, and he really is in command. Just one runner per inning for the Blackjacks.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. So now Meyer comes in, strikes out Sather, gets Hansen to fly out, strikes out Shocker.
Well, for 3, 4, 5 hitters.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we're going to go to the bottom of the sixth with the Rebels leading by a score of 4-0. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92.
Gislason Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools, while women shop for gifts and decor, and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
Welcome back to Irish Yard. 4-0, the Rebels lead the Blackjacks here as the Rebels will bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hey, I want to congratulate the Dawson Boyd girls' golf team qualifying big time in section play. I believe a 54-stroke lead over the second-place team. And so the Dawson defending champion, Dawson Boyd Blackjack girls' golf team, will defend that golf title at Pebble Creek in a couple weeks, and I'll be there covering that. And good job there. And Evan Mork and Carson Stratmon going to state on the boys' side for the Blackjacks.
Yeah, it's pretty cool with the Stratmon family. They're all going.
Well, Colton Boffin has come in relief. I think this is his third inning pitching.
Yep, he's really done a nice job. He came in with the bases loaded, induced a ground ball, and then he's pitched two clean innings. He has not given up a hit yet. And he needs to keep the Rebels off the scoreboard and give his team a chance going into the last inning.
All right. Murray County Central is the home team. It's the 2-3-4 batters. Tristan Behrens takes the first pitch of ball from Colton. Still continued overcast skies here in Milroy. Pitch outside.
Yeah, every now and then you feel a couple sprinkles, but it's just nothing that's going to, I mean, it doesn't even settle the dust.
Hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon listening to Blackjack Baseball here on Q92. Next pitch is high for ball. Bad inning was the third inning for the Blackjacks. Down 1-0 that time, they scored 3.
Yeah, they could have got over that with no runs, and it would have been a 1-0 game still.
And the pitch is ball 4. So the leadoff batter draws a walk for Murray County Central. And here's Dugan Kleiss, the catcher.
Yeah, they've gotten their leadoff hitter in 4 of the 6 innings, the Rebels have. And with Kleiss is officially 0-2, I don't know if they would bunt in this situation with their number 3 hitter or not. They're already up by 4. They might be greedy and just decide to go for as many runs as possible.
Dugan Kleiss at the plate for Murray County Central. Here's the pitch from Boffin. And he hits a high fly ball. Second baseman Eli Olson backing up in shallow right makes the catch. One out. And it'll bring up Crew Schneider, the first baseman for the Rebels.
He hit an RBI double a second time up and hit a good hard fly ball out to center field that Kyan Mosing ran down.
Hey, we got fans giving us candy here now.
You gotta love it. Man, you gotta love it.
Snicker bars. Someone threw a Snicker bar at us.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
We love our fans.
Colton from the stretch now checks his runner at first. There he goes. And here's the throw from Dahl down to second, not in time. Boy, it was a double clutch run there, or steal there by Behrens. He started to go stop and then went.
Yeah. It was an inside pitch, and Aiden Dahl had to kind of, you know, the batter standing in the right-handed batter's box, so he had to catch it first and step away from him to make the throw. It wasn't interference or anything, but it just made for a longer release and gave the runner plenty of time to get down to second.
Here's Crew Schneider, Schneider batting, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's officially 1-3 with that RBI double.
He's a tall, big kid.
He is. He's like a crew amongst himself.
There we go. Colton shakes the sign off from Dahl.
Let's see what he's going to come with then.
Here's the pitch. And he swings at it and follows it back.
It's like some kind of changeup. That's a nice pitch.
I'm really surprised how cool it is under the tent here.
Yeah.
With the wind blowing. Should have brought my pullover.
It's not that cold.
My wife told me, bring a jacket.
Always, our high school coach always said it's 10 degrees colder at the ballpark, no matter what. Except when it's 90 and sunny.
Boffin's pitch, swung on and fall back.
And I think it's 10 degrees warmer. But
on the way down here, Bart and I were talking about some hot,
hot games, temperature-wise, that we've been. We did the state, Loughborough Valley, when they were in state a couple years ago.
Oh, where was that second game at?
Sauk Center or Sauk Rapids.
Sauk Rapids is 100 degrees, and they had no shade and no press box for us.
Two balls, one strike to Snyder. Bothan delivers to the runner on second. Swing
nice.
And a miss.
Got it.
Struck him
nice.
Out.
Good catch there by Aiden Bell. That was a low fastball. Caught it before it could skip off the ground.
Two outs now here in the bottom of the sixth. Rebels with a runner on second. Here's Carson Lewis, the second baseman. He's come around to score twice in the game. You take that third inning out of there, Mark, and we've got one heck of a game going on.
Yeah, Lewis has been on base all three times. You know, for neither team, the top of the order isn't doing the damage. It's the middle and bottom that are getting on base and setting up the runs.
Two outs. The pitch is high for ball. Got an old-fashioned scoreboard out there in left center field.
I got someone sitting on, I don't know if it's a lawn chair or what, and then they go and pop up the number. You can see their hands reach out through the scoreboard and put up the new numbers.
Is that like Wrigley Field?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful baseball field here. Swing and a miss there by Carson Lewis.
It was really a late swing. I think he was expecting something else. But
you got the old scoreboard in left and out right. You got the big video board. And
yeah, they show a picture of the players, their stats. They've got the lineup, how many pitches, how fast the pitches are.
Here's the pitch to Lewis. Pops it up.
Should be.
And the second baseman, Eli Olson, by the bag, makes the catch. And there's the third out. So, folks, put the rally caps on. The Blackjacks need some runs as we go to the top of the seventh inning. They're down 4-0. We'll be right back.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Loughborough Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard. We have reached the seventh inning, folks. And the Blackjacks will bat here in the top of the seventh. They need four to tie to keep the game going and five to take the lead. They're down 4-0. Only seven hits in the game, Bart.
Yeah, the Rebels just have four. Dawson has three. The Rebels took away a couple of hits, two or three hits from the Blackjacks. But doesn't matter now, Paul. You need base runners and you need some hits. In a hurry.
All right, Aiden Olson, the first three batters, and hopefully more for the Blackjacks. And here's the first pitch, and a ground ball snagged by the third baseman, Valthusen. Throws to first, and a one-scoop hop catch by the first baseman. And Dahl is down out at first base.
You know, that's the first time they got him out. That almost leaked through. The third baseman had a long reach, and he caught it. And made a two-skip throw to the first baseman, but it was an easy two-skip throw right into his glove.
Here's Eli Olson. And the pitch is a curveball in there for a strike by T. Meyer.
Eli is officially 0 for 2.
4-0. Rebels lead, top of the seventh. Next pitch to Eli is high for ball. Myers pitched well, and here's the pitch, and popped up, foul behind home plate. Once again, the winner here stays in the winner's bracket. They'll play for a section championship game on Thursday. The loser will drop down in the loser's bracket, elimination game on Tuesday. Curveball missed.
Do we know the time of that Tuesday start?
Yep. I can look it up.
In case the fans want to know.
Well, let's hope we play Thursday. We're not done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and Bell called strike three. Fastball to Eli Olson. And there's two outs. Rebels one out away from staying in that winner's bracket. Here we go.
5 o'clock, it looks like.
Okay.
And the pitch is high, and it'll be held at Yankee Field on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. There you go.
One strike here, and there's a ground ball foul down the third base side.
Well, we're down to their last pitch here, last strike, I should say.
Two strikes, two outs to Aiden Olson, the designated hitter.
Officially one for two, but that fielder made a great catch to take away an RBI hit.
Dig Meyer in his windup, and the pitch is high for ball. Two outs, top of the seventh, Blackjacks down 4-0.
Well, Meyer's got 9 strikeouts in the game and given up just the 3 hits, and obviously throwing a shutout so far.
Next pitch, swung on and fouled to the third base dugout.
Aiden Olson keeping his bat alive, and they need a lot more of those. They're going to come back and have a chance to win.
We'll have the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Next pitch, as he reaches, that goes to short. Oh, out to left center field. We got a base hit by Aiden Olson. I don't know if they're going to give him a hit or an error.
I looked up there in the flashing board to see. No, they gave him an error.
Give him an error.
It was a hard hit ball, but he turned sideways. And then it just skipped off his glove.
Barron's the shortstop, so Olson keeps the Blackjacks alive here.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. Here's Ace Larson. Home run will help. He can do it.
Wow.
Here's the pitch.
You get a nice...
Ooh, breaking ball missed.
Hard line drive. His first time up, that left fielder went back and caught it close to the wall. What was the pitch on that? Sorry.
Ball, yep.
Thank you.
Here's the next pitch. And ball outside. This is only Ace's third at bat. So, Teague Meyer's done a nice job of getting, you know, three, four batters in the inning only. And popped up, foul territory. Third baseman giving chase. It'll go beyond the bleachers there. Two outs, top seventh, Blackjacks down on the last out here. See if Ace can keep it going with a runner on first base and Aiden Olson. Next pitch, strike two called.
Blackjack fans were not happy, but looks like maybe it caught just at the knees, maybe a little outside. But nonetheless, it's 2-2 now, Paul. You can't let the umpire decide it.
Here's the pitch from Meyer. And that's called strike three, and I think Ace knew that one.
Yeah.
And that'll end the game. And tough loss there for the Blackjacks after that third inning. Was a rough inning for Dawson
Boyd. Yeah, it was just a good performance by the Rebels all the way around.
Both teams shaking hands, so the Murray County Central will... They are in the driver's seat, Bart, in the section tournament.
Nice job, Ed.
So we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Tenson Marine in Raymond. For all your boating needs, check out Tenson Marine. They have a large inventory of Sylvan and Sun Chaser pontoons, along with Starcraft, Smokercraft, and Sylvan fishing boats and trailers. And don't forget the Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors. Tenson Marine has good used boats as well. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 8:30 to 3. That's Tenson Marine, located in Raymond, Minnesota.
Americ Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com. With summer just around the corner and warm temps on the way, now is the time to service your air conditioner. Give Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison a call right now to set up an appointment. Let the professionals take care of it. Larry's has over 50 years of experience in the air conditioning business. Maybe you're in need of a new air conditioner. Lennox air conditioners are the most efficient and quietest you can buy. Call Larry's Refrigeration and Heating at 320 598-3334. Don't wait till that first warm day to click on the air conditioner. Then think, oh, I should have serviced my air conditioner. 598-3334. That's 598-3334. Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to the Irish Yard here. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's your final score. Murray County Central, 4. Dawson Boyd, nothing in Section 3A semifinals. So that means the Blackjacks drop down an elimination bracket on Tuesday against to play the winner of the next game here, RTR and Adrian Ellsworth, in this elimination game here. But a tough loss there for the Blackjacks. Just couldn't get nothing going with the bats, and they had a few miscues.
You know, going into the game, we knew Murray County Central was 19-1. They had only given up one run per game, and they were as advertised. Their defense played good. Their pitcher really did a great job. You know, Teague Martin had 10 strikeouts and just walked two batters and only gave up three hits. So everything that Murray County Central has been doing during the regular season, they continue to do here in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, you want to go through the line scores and some of the stats there, Bart?
Absolutely. So, first of all, for the Blackjacks, they had no runs, just three hits. They did commit two errors, the three hits. Aiden Dahl was 2-for-3, and then Aiden Olson was 1-for-3. And for the Rebels of Murray County Central, they had four runs on just four hits, Paul. They also committed two errors. The hitters were Teague Meyer, he was 1-for-4. Tristan Behrens, he was 1-for-3. Crew Schneider, he was 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. We had Carter Hansen. He was 1-for-1. He had two RBIs, one with an RBI single and one with a bases loaded hit by pitch. And then Danny Larson hit a sacrifice fly to get an RBI. Pitching for the Blackjacks, Nate Hansen started, took the loss, 2 2/3 innings, four hits, four runs, just two were earned. He did walk two and he hit three batters and struck out four. And then Colton Botham did a nice job in relief coming with the bases loaded in the third inning. He threw 3 1/3 innings. He did not give up a hit or a run. He walked three and struck out four. And then the pitcher of the day was Teague Meyer, threw all seven innings to pick up the win, gave up just three hits, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. So that's quite a performance by the Rebel pitcher, Teague Meyer.
All right. We've got head coach Darren Swenson joining us in the Neon Needles postgame show. Darren, your thoughts on the game here?
Thoughts on the games. You know, we got hits. We just couldn't string them together in the same inning. A couple errors today cost us some runs. You know, 4-0 against a good team.
They're a little closer to your mouth. There you go.
4-0, you know, they're a good hitting team. Made some great defensive plays that we can't take that away from them either. Their pitcher pitched very well against us. We had a couple third strikes looking, but yep. Other than that, we're pretty solid on doing that. I mean, we're getting guys on base as far as we get with second, but we move on. You know, the hard part is we're just in the losing bracket. Now we got three more games to get there. So,
yeah. Bart made the comment, you know, your hits, their defense made some great outstanding catches out in the outfield, and their hits were falling. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, you know. And the hard part is when you have that simple little pop-up in your knee, and then they have, it's like, okay, we're snowballing. We had to make a change just because they were starting to hit a little bit more on Nate. And and Colton bared down the last few innings, and we just couldn't get anybody behind across the plate.
Yeah, Colton did a great job in the relief. You know, he didn't give up any hits or runs. And, you know, sometimes as a pitcher, when you see your defense have a play they should have made, you know, it can really affect you mentally, and maybe that's just what happened with Nate because he didn't look quite the same. Then he threw a little wilder and hit a couple batters, and, you know, that just snowballed. But still, overall, it was a great game. We just remarked that Murray County Central was kind of as advertised. They were a really good team and played a really good game. But the difference we said was just those plays that they made defensively and not coming up with a big hit or back-to-back hits to score runs for the Blackjacks.
Absolutely. That, you know, you can't take that away from them. They're a good team. You know, two number ones going at it, and we just didn't have it today, but we're still not, we're not done yet.
No, guys,
the game went extra innings. They won 5-3. Similar kind of...
Absolutely. You know, we were ahead 3-0 in that, and then they came back and put up two and then another one, and then top of the ninth inning, they had one out, one guy on, and two strikes on Snyder, and hit a bomb. That's what they took at the head. And then he, you know, we saw him the last two innings too, and he throws hard, throws good 80s. But we were able to get guys on base. We just couldn't get him over the plate. So it was a good, great game against them too.
All right. Well, back here Tuesday against either RTR, Age, or Ellsworth then.
Yep, back at it, and go back at practice on Monday and start over again.
Well, you've got a lot of experienced players, and you've got a good pitching staff, so it would not surprise me to see you Thursday night in the championship game.
Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, good crowd. Good following by the Blackjack. We heard them cheering for you.
It's always good to see that. You know, you have that, and you know, people are traveling that hour. More people are coming to other places. People are watching, listening, everything like that. So, you know, it's all good.
All right, thanks, Darren.
Guys.
Appreciate you coming over. Appreciate it. Darren Swenson, head coach of the Blackjacks. And we need to name Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game.
Well, we're going to go with right-handed, tall, lanky right-handed pitcher Teague Meyer, again, the winner through all seven innings. Gave up just three hits, no runs. I don't know how many shutouts the Rebel pitching staff has had this year, but it's been a lot. And just two walks, and he had 10 strikeouts. So congratulations to Teague Meyer for the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. And our WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat Play of the Game happened early on in the second inning. The Blackjacks had a runner on second base with two outs, and the left fielder, Carter Hansen, came up, made a spectacular ESPN top 10 diving catch to end that inning and take away what looked like a for-sure run for the Blackjacks.
And our WOW Auto Wash Play of the Game in Laundromat was a great WOW.
It really was, that because we just thought he was gonna drop in there all of a sudden. I think I even remarked, not it's just habit. Wow, what a great play!
Yep.
And so that's just a good name for that award, the WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat Play of the Game.
Yeah, and we thank Brent Mosing for sponsoring that all season long here on Q92.
Yeah.
And the Neon Needles for the T-shirts.
Absolutely.
Over the many years, they've given a lot of T-shirts away.
Yeah, and the kids love them, and they know who you are, Paul, and they can't wait to see their faces with that Player of the Game T-shirt.
And the Subway Valley Meal as well. Thanks to Gary Hendricks of Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City, and Wilmer for the Subway coupon.
All great sponsors.
Time for a bacon brat.
I'm going for the hamburger. And they said, you told me that they said the us announcers get free food.
Free food. Okay.
That's almost like costing us nothing.
That's right. All right, Bart, thanks for helping out today, and we'll see you Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Paul.
And I should mention, Dawson Boyd will take on the winner of the next game here, RTR and Adrian Ellsworth. They're out in the field warming up right now. The loser is done on with that game, done for the season, and the winner will play Dawson Boyd at 5 o'clock. It says Yankee Field in Milroy on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and we'll be there for that. All right, and thanks to UFP Minnesota for being our premier sponsor, all our sponsors here on Q92. And thanks to you, the listeners, for listening to Blackjack Baseball on Q92 this afternoon. And with that, your final score, Murray County Central 4, Dawson Boyd nothing. We'll see you Tuesday night from Yankee Field.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pierce and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Frog at Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Gray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Souther Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Tadditz Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prince Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Agan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
Kids are such an inspiration, but let's be honest, their overall track record is pretty spotty. Riding the laundry basket down the staircase, sticking an untold number of beans up their noses, fearlessly fighting gravity, and losing. But if anyone understands where kids are coming from, it's Kiwanis. Kids need guidance and the support of their community. Kids need Kiwanis. Find out more at Kiwanis.org.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 81. Southeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 59. Chance for showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Overcast. Low 80s Monday with a slight chance for showers. Turning warmer Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s and storms. Take a look at the extended forecast, 84 Wednesday, 83 Thursday, and 81 on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently 79.
The time is 1:41.
See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, May 29th through Monday, June 1st in Theater One. It's The Mandalorian and Grogu, the latest Star Wars movie rated PG-13. And in Theater Number 2 at the Grand in Madison, it's a comedy, The Breadwinner, rated PG. That's The Breadwinner in Theater Number 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on